The 55th short story, Senior English Class and Typhoon Bofa. Part 1. Since several years ago, I have been attending the Senior English Conversation Class sponsored by the International Center of Urias City. It has been held in one of the center's rooms on the second floor of Il Mare, next door to the new Urias station. Tonight, December 4, is the last day of this term, so we are going to have a get-together party after the class. 8 seniors have been here as regular students every Tuesday evening this term, under the instruction of the teacher Grace. Our next term will start in mid-January. Until then, Lady Grace will enjoy Christmas holidays with her relatives and friends at her hometown in Mindanao Island, the Philippines. Lady Grace is really sincere and cheerful. Her class is always full of enthusiasm in a humorous atmosphere. She's so well informed of current topics around the city that, as we admire her, she lets us know any welcome sale news of supermarkets and department stores. The photos are what is going on in the class. Sorry, I forgot to take the pictures at the party after class. Our senior English class is held every Tuesday for 70 minutes, from 6:30 p.m. to 7:40 p.m. The class begins every time by each senior's talk of his or her daily topics for what did you do last week. After that, we answer the homework which is given every week. Nobody neglects it at all, so that each answer develops into the exchange of at random conversation. Accordingly, our class is full of ad-lib or improvisation, which is not only pleasant but also useful. Our textbook is now side by side by Longman, as the class's main purpose is the daily and travel English. All of the seniors may be busy with hobbies, sports, voluntary activities, or routine chores, but we all agree to the point that this class is the first priority. Lady Grace's talk is so quick and witty, with a little bit of broken Japanese, that it really makes us feel English conversation leads us to an international society, as well as her attitude increases our harmonious mood a lot in the class. We honestly appreciate that her English with Philippine accent contributes to our practical English conversation rather than native British or American English. Additionally, she's well informed of the situation of Asia, not to mention the Philippines, so that her lesson brings a variety of precious information to us who are apt to be oriented to the US and Europe. Thanks to her, I believe we may have come to deal with the mass media from another angle without self-assumption. Lady Grace looked pale in the class, showing us the terrible sight on the internet in her iPad. Surprisingly, Typhoon Bopha is causing the trace of the damage on the island right now. The damaged place seems to be a seaside village, which, she says, is very near to her hometown. She apparently cannot hide irritation and impatience, saying the lifelines like electricity, water supply, etc. are now shut out all over the island and the cell phone is nearly out of service. Global warming has driven typhoons mad so that they have come to pass over the Philippine Islands, which were usually far from their passages, even if most of them have formed near there. It is still obvious to us that the super typhoon Washi swept over Mindanao Island and that it killed over 1,000 people with abandoned missing mid-December last year. Just 1 year later now, like its playback, the super typhoon Bopha is mercilessly violating this island. Although I have been paying attention to TV since that night and the newspaper since the next morning for a few days, I haven't yet had any expected information about the detailed stricken situation in Mindanao Island and what it's been all about since then. Was my interest too strong? Wasn't the damage such a big incident as considered worldwide? Even so, I took my breath away when Lady Grace showed us the YouTube movie in the class that night. The vivid image of tragedy faded away day by day from my head. After 10 days, I searched for the disaster on the internet and found the following article by Sponichi as of December 6, though a little bit old news. Typhoon Bopha hit Mindanao, island south of the Philippines, over 300 dead. The extent of damage by Typhoon Bopha, which crossed Mindanao Island, south of the Philippines on December 4, widely spread out on the 5th, and the casualties by flash flood and mudslide were recognized to have risen to 305, according to the disaster management authorities and the armed forces. Victims have been about 210,000 people, over 170,000 of whom have remained in evacuation centers. The Japanese embassy in Manila says that the dead and the missing of Japanese people haven't been confirmed yet. President Aquino, who took the situation seriously, appealed to the people for the support of clothes, drinking water, etc. to the disaster victims. According to the above-mentioned authorities, most of the victims are considered as the residents in Compostela Valley and East Davao provinces of Mindanao Island and also around the island. Bridges and roads were washed out and electricity was cut off, which have hindered the damage confirmation and the rescue operation. Typhoon Bofa went away to the South China Sea after crossing the West Palawan Island, the meteorological agency says. December 6, 2012, Kyodo News. Continued to part 2.